Tomorrow is the feast day of Our Lady of the Rosary, and so we offer this holy hour tonight asking for Mary's protection of the sick. I think that there's one image that always comes to my mind when I think of Mary's protection through the Rosary, and it comes from Our Lady of Pompeii Church, which is in Greenwich Village. And it's not a Dominican church, although it certainly could be, because above the tabernacle, there's this fantastic image. It has Mary in heaven handing to Dominic, St. Dominic, and his other Dominican brothers, the rosary. And they, in turn, hand the rosary on to a bunch of people, friars and laity, both standing on a rock in the middle of a sea. And then from that rock in the ocean, those people hand the rosary to others who are in the water. In a way, Mary is pulling them up out of the water with the rosary through Dominic and the other Dominican friars, through the lady who pray the rosary, through those who are in need themselves praying the rosary, which becomes a chain of prayers and also a chain that binds, a chain of love that binds us to Mary, Mary to us, and through Mary, us to Jesus. And so it's no accident that when you walk into a hospital room of a devout Catholic, you will always find a rosary there, unless they've forgotten, in which case we have a bunch that we give out to. To have that chain of love binding us to Mary, Mary to Jesus, all of us together in that chain of prayers. Pulling us, when we need it, out of the water onto the solid rock. The rosary is such a perfect prayer for that. In its very form, it reminds us of that tie that binds us together, as it consists of a chain, something that we can hold on to. When we pray it, we have this repetition, asking for Mary, invoking Mary's name and Jesus. That repetition itself is so often a means of peace and confidence. It's also an invocation, particularly at the end of the Hail Mary. We ask that Mary would pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. And sometimes now and the hour of our death are the same for all of us eventually. And so to have the rosary there as a physical representation of all those Hail Marys we have prayed throughout our life, reminding Mary of all of those times that she has promised to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And this is that moment, being that tie that binds us to her when we need it most. That binds us to her and through her to Jesus when we are drowning in the waters, to pull us on to that solid rock. So my brothers and sisters, tonight as we kneel before Jesus, present in the most blessed sacrament, present in his humanity given through Mary, let us ask Mary to always come close to those who are sick, to those who hold on to her physically in the rosary, in those hospital beds, to their families and to their loved ones, to the staff who care for them. Yet we might be all brought closer together, tied closer to Mary with those sweet bonds of love now and at the hour of our death.